Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of The Grub Buds. Of course, I'm your host, the most true Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the hoe.
Wah.
Oh, named Joe Booty Boy Booty. And as always, notice the throat is the goatus. He's got a peach fuzz. You didn't shave recently. The baldest still. The Z, Vincent Guthrie.
I'm still by default the baldest.
You're also the muted.
I am still by default the baldest. What's up?
Yep. Welcome everybody into the Grub Buds. Today we are eating the new Pickle Witches from Jimmy John's.
God bless.
Nobody's happy about this. Listen, folks.
I just made a fire Snapchat. I was like, Jimmy John's turned the pickle into a sandwich. It was the funniest shit I'd ever seen. Or fuck, they turned the sandwich into a pickle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking. But true. Also, this is a real fucking. We're already missing Owen's influences because this is definitely a Steve Buscemi. Do you think God stays in heaven because he too fears what he created moment.
Owen
loves to whip that shit out.
Tina was mad. She rode with me in the car and she's like, what are you picking up? I'm like, Jimmy John's. She's like, oh, what's new at Jimmy John's? And I was like, you don't want to know.
There's a reason this is the first time we're ever doing Jimmy John's on the show.
Tina hates pickles. I wish we would have done the Mediterranean sandwiches when they're at Jimmy John's, but we missed it. Yes, today we are doing the Pickle Witches, which of course is pickle buns from Jimmy John's. There's only two options. You get the turkey pickle witch and the veto pickle witch. We also got the pickle chips, which are apparently also a limited time kind of item. So
really?
Yep. All apparently right. Those go away because I just opened the app again so I can read off information for this. And it was like, they're back, pickle chips. And I'm like, oh.
Interesting. See, Joe thought it would be nice, like, you know, like fried pickle chips. But like, no. I was like, it is just unfortunately like.
Well, no. My question was, I didn't know what they were. So I was like, is it going to be like the Roadhouse fried pickles? Or is it just like
God, if only.
A cup of a cup of pickle slices? But no, it's like chips that are flavored pickles.
Yeah, like Miss Vicky's. Yeah, yeah. Pickles. Yeah.
Like Miss.
Does it still? Do the sandwiches still come with a pickle?
No.
Boo.
The sandwiches, in a way, yes, they do come with a pickle.
Wait, hold on. Is this where they turn the tables and they go Italian on, or they go Panera on us? You order a pickle, which it comes with bread.
Comes with bread.
That would be funny.
Da-da-da-da.
But no, I always tell Vincent, I was like, imagine this actually works and it just becomes a bread option.
Yeah, let me get the meatball sub on the pickle, please.
Fucking.
I was like, white, Italian, or cheese? And they're like, oh, pickle, sir.
Tina was mad about it, but I was like, this could, if the pickle has better structure than lettuce, this could become the new Unwich style, where maybe we're eating burgers made out of pickle buns here in, you know, a couple of years. We're seeing this health influencers on Instagram pushing these kind of sandwiches.
Fucking,
I don't know how much
GMO'd ass pickles to get fucking burger buns.
The hamburger bun size. I also don't know if you can call pickles healthy.
I was also thinking. Careful, children. That's a lot of sodium.
May interest you in the next health craze. We're going to take a cucumber. Healthy, delicious. I'm going to soak it in water, salt, and all these other seasonings.
Vinegar, I think. Yeah, right?
No, it's a combo, but it depends on what type of pickle you're making.
Oh, okay.
And pickling spices.
Yeah, and pickling spices. Whether you want dill or bread and butter or whatnot, or Famous Dave's
spicy, sweet and sour pickles. Society that, like, beef jerky is healthy.
No, I don't think we've decided that.
Have we not?
No.
I really thought we were in on that. Are we in on nuts being healthy?
Yes.
Which is
crazy.
We're in on salted nuts.
Well, nuts are also just like a ton of fat.
Yes, yeah. But you can also buy
unsalted nuts.
Unsalted nuts. Whereas you cannot buy unsalted jerky.
Kind of fucking coward.
Can we get unsalted pickles, please?
Yeah. Well, let's bust into these sandwiches. Before we bust into these sandwiches.
You just get a soggy cucumber and that's it.
Oh my God. Wet cucumber. Before we get to these sandwiches, I do want to thank the patrons over at patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out Aaron, Joe, Skyler, Dylan, Ozzy.
It's so wet, believe it or not.
I believe it. And Mailbox Kansas City is still open in the Iron District. I'll just hand it to me. I'll start cutting.
I hate that we've let these sit, I'll be honest.
We also.
This is what they felt like when we picked them up. I'm not going to lie to you. What's going to get more soggy? The pickle is already a pickle. It's been getting soggy.
There's no bread to get soggy here. It's just going to stay the same.
So fucking, I need the footlong option where it's like two of them, but they just like cut the ends off so it looks like they could like stick the pickles together to make it elongated.
Well, this was also
I spun this
and it dripped out just wrong right onto my sock.
Yeah. I had it drip onto my hand, which is why I started.
Tina's going to hate that. She's going to be like, why does it smell like pickles in the room?
Why does all of our laundry smell like pickles? But there is also that was, you walked through the door and you went, after seeing how big they were, I should have gotten two.
Oh, God.
Yeah, show the camera.
Someone described this.
So what we have here is...
You see, it's a pickle. It's got turkey in it. So what are the toppings on it?
Green screen, apparently. Yeah. Lettuce. It still has lettuce on it?
Yeah, lettuce, tomato, pickle.
Thought we had enough green.
Well, no extra pickle. Looks like lettuce, tomato. Got fucking tomato on it. You hate tomato. That's funny.
Shit gets a zero. First ever Grubbud zero.
It's okay, you won't notice it through all the pickle.
Yeah, what do we think? That's a third, probably?
No, you got this.
Probably that's a third, probably.
Just the rind.
I should cut it long style.
You should cut it what?
Long style.
No.
All right. In for a penny, in for a pound. Y'all want to do a food podcast? This is what it like. Yeah, we need plates.
Grab your pickle and
I don't think you want to nap. It's going to soak through that. Hold on.
I see some bowls right there.
You know what? Yeah, bowls.
Joe, unbelievable call.
I know. For all the times that I've grabbed those bowls and you guys go, no, plates.
To be fair, you have picked them in some terrible spots. Here you go. Here you are.
Thanks, Chef.
Alright.
What do you mean some terrible
pickle
spots?
Sandwich time. The moment we've all been looking forward to all day. You guys, I know you guys are like, oh, fucking can't wait. Pickle sandwich. I wonder what this is going to taste like.
A pickle.
I have a guess.
Not I've come to for your pickles.
No.
Right, so you wanted to slide that back.
What does Dolly Parton say? Can't have a rainbow without a little rain? Isn't that what she says? Shout out
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, Baby Driver. All right. Here we go. Good snap. You know what? Really not too bad.
As much as we've mean business, I did have pretty high expectations, actually.
My biggest comment... I don't love deli turkey.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this has the same thing as like a normal sandwich. Way more insides. Like throw mm-hmm. like double the insides, you've got a winner.
I'm really not tasting the pickle that much.
Yeah.
Is that crazy to say?
It is crazy to say. Because I'm with you. Less pickle than you'd expect.
It's kind of good. God damn it. It's not bad. Tina also told me that I need to brush my teeth before I come to bed. She said, you're not getting to bed with pickle mouth.
Do you not do that normally?
I guess I do that normally, I guess. But she made a point of emphasis.
Truman said doo-doo.
She made it very clear that you had to do it tonight.
Yes. Well, here we go. Big bite on this last one. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure you guys get the crunch. Oh, I'm good. Cup of crunch. Okay.
All right. So, what would be the worst pickle witch? Like, I
meatball sub.
Yeah, they get it pretty good. I would say they also have a tuna.
But we were also in tuna.
Tuna
camp.
Be all right.
I think the flavors would go together.
Tuna salad already has like pickles in it.
Yeah, but like, imagine how fucking mushy that sandwich would be.
The pickle snaps.
But it's still so much fucking water. And if you're adding, like, water to the fucking tuna salad, the integrity is just gonna fucking...
I do want to say, can you guys guess how much these are?
Man, I hope
these had to be, like, $6 or $7, because this is a whole-ass pickle.
hold on. Let me put in...
How right was I?
What's annoying is that when I was ordering it, I couldn't see how much it was, so I was, like, just waiting until I got there. It was $7.69.
A piece?
A piece.
Oh, my God.
A little much.
Isn't that the same price
Remember
as
the
$5
footlong? We used to be a proper country.
I know.
Isn't that the same price as, like, one of their normal-size sandwiches? Like, there's an extra, but then there's, like, a normal size. Isn't that also, like, $8, $9?
That sounds right, yeah.
Oh, but Vincent, for you, yes, I know we are a long way from $5 footlongs, but it's what now, $6.99 if you order it through the app?
At best, yeah.
Well, no, like they brought that back. If you order at Subway through the app now, it's like $7.
Yeah, they are trying to get back because fucking God, they were getting outrageous.
Are you going to start telling me that all these prices going up maybe might be corporate greed?
What? No,
that's crazy.
Dun 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 dun.
Like, so who are the two companies that announced they were rolling shit back? Was it like
Target again?
Yeah, Target and McDonald's, I believe.
McDonald's did announce like they have the $5 meal deal again now.
Well, no, as I was say, KFC and no Popeyes just brought back. It's like $6 when it's the three tender, two sides and a whatever.
They brought back the fucking box.
Hell yeah, the box is back.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Because they're all realizing. Well, and like people said, like that's why. Like I watched a whole video on why people are going back to Chili's. Like Chili's is very popular again.
Well, because the meal.
I guess we need to rank this, don't we?
Yeah. Because they brought back their $10.99, it's like burger, fries, and a bottomless drink.
Yeah.
And Morgan was like, if that's a step up from a...
Are you talking about Chili's?
Chili's.
No, not only is it burgers, fries, and a bottomless drink, it's also chips and salsa.
That's right, bottomless chips and salsa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, that's not a bad deal. But I was like, I remember you saying you went there and you can upgrade the fries to something else, the burger to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's still possible to get a $19, $18...
You can, that, yeah.
But the three for me can be...
Also, I will say, Tina got, like, the triple dipper, and I will say that I think we should have split one triple dipper and been fine. Like, we could have split a triple dipper. Like, we took home so much food, or we could have taken home so much food.
You mean Chip the Ripper, your baby daddy's worst nightmare?
Yeah, sure, why not, yeah. Okay, so this is the Turkey Pickle Witch.
Again, right. Man, Ellie, so the Jimmy John's close to the school, they, like, deliver enough that, like, everyone orders from them because they know how to deliver to the school.
Sure.
I'm going to be fucking unhinged and order a pickle witch for lunch tomorrow just to fuck with the other teachers.
Oh. I was trying to think. I was like, this might be the one that they, but no, it's the other one. I'm pretty sure that I don't want to call out anything. Yes. Yeah. But, okay, Joe, rate this pickle witch. Rate this pickle bitch.
This wasn't awful.
No.
I'm going to give it like a 58.
Hold on. I moved the fucking screen again.
Of course you did.
Everybody ignore that?
Yeah, because I copied. Only there's
a way to watch that. I was going to say, does OBS not have a control Z?
The worst part was the turkey, for sure.
Yes. The worst part is the turkey. Deli turkey, not very good.
I don't know.
What were you giving it again?
57.
What?
57.
57.
I used to work at a deli, and like some of the turkey wasn't that bad. Like we had a pepper turkey that fucking smacked.
Right. It has to be a seasoned turkey.
Yeah. But just like regular turkey, like something like why?
What are we doing? No, it's not very good. You got to smoke it. Smoked regular turkey, fine. But again, it's smoked.
Borsat has a honey smoked turkey. That one's my favorite.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's fine. Yeah.
The honey maple was like our most popular, and I was like, I don't know, dude. The fucking honey smoked fucks.
Yeah. Like, this is very much just a turkey.
Yeah. The smoke, like barbecue turkey, like smoked turkey is always like my favorite to kind of get, like the smoked turkey from LC's or whatnot, or like I haven't had a bad one yet. Like the stuff at my wedding was great. LC's is good. I think I got the Gates
and you had just turkey for nooner. Your wedding, right?
No, that was some guy.
Yeah. Just a guy.
Like that was a guy that my cousin knew, and he did.
Shout out the guy that Joe's cousin knows, because that shit fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, I did eat a ton and then throw up and then eat again, but it was fine.
At Joe's wedding,
it's wasted on you.
Well, it wasn't.
No. You enjoyed it.
I went. I'm like fucking Hunger Games capital. It's like, all right, baby, round two. Time to party more.
Oh my god, Vincent, you want to rate this?
I will rate this. Because I know we're about to have a better one, give me like a flat 60.
A flat 60?
Yeah.
That does raise a good question, but I'll wait for Truman to rate this.
What I will say about turkey is like when people come to me and they're like, I think turkey at Thanksgiving is overrated, or I don't think it's very good. I think it's you.
I fucking don't like Thanksgiving turkey.
Right. I think it's because you have turkey that kind of tastes like this. If you don't know how to season a turkey or baste a turkey or really cook a turkey well.
Motherfucker, I make a Chipotle turkey every year.
And you don't like it?
Because I like to get weird with it. I've made my own honey maple turkey.
I'd like to know how you're making the Chipotle turkey.
I will say. Peppers and
adobo, put over the top, put some bay leaves under the skin.
Yeah.
Fill it with some shit. There's more seasoning.
I worry that if it carries over or not.
I will say my mom's side, our Thanksgiving has gotten an upgrade. Mm-hmm. My aunt married a guy, smokes turkey.
Perfect.
Awesome. The last 6 years of Thanksgivings have been awesome.
But when people tell me that turkey is bad and it, like, because of how plain or just bad it tastes, this is what I think, like, the turkey they're eating. I think this is, well, if you have just straight deli turkey, I think it's very fine.
Because, like, turkey and chicken are like blank canvases. They're there for you to turn into something.
Do something with this, yes. This feels like boiled turkey.
Holy fuck.
But it's pretty good. I'm going to give this a 52. Vincent's already getting into the pickle chips for his pickled dick. Stupid.
I was like, more pickle flavor than the pickle witch.
Yeah, it's like an artificial, right? It's going to carry over in a certain way. How are they going? Pickle chips. I was able to add the pickle chips for $1.99 to my order. So if you ever just wondering how much it costs. By the way, I will say, again, health nuts, that first sandwich, the full sandwich is 190 calories. So do with that what you will.
Okay.
Let me order a turkey gargantuan, let me order a pickle gargantuan, goddammit. Pretty good.
I like pickle chips in general. These are pretty good.
I do like a pickle chip. I don't love them as much as some people do. These are fire. Jimmy John's does make fire chips.
Yeah. They're like kettle style.
Yeah, if my mouth is right.
I got it. I want to hold on to these a little bit and have them with the next sandwich.
I wish they were a little crunchier.
If my mouth is right, this is just a salt and vinegar, and then they just went pickling spices.
Yeah, I think that's
how. That's where my mouth is at.
But pickles,
I'm getting a lot more vinegar than it's normally in pickles.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
I'll take a couple more, but then after that, you can have them.
I'm keeping some for the same.
Yeah.
Put some chips on that bad boy.
So what I like about a kettle cooked chip at a sandwich place is I want to put them on a sandwich for extra crunch.
Yeah.
These aren't that crunchiness that I would be looking for to add to a sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Not that any chip is going to stand up to a pickle witch.
What?
Not that any chip is going to be able to stand up to a pickle witch.
You know what? I might have to. No, I don't think we have enough. If I would have got two of each, we would have had to do the chip on the pickle witch. But as far as these chips go, they are good chips. They're solid. I give them a 60, four. I think that's about where I put a lot of chips. It's about 64. None of them blow me. I mean,
I'm a big chip guy. I love chips.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't like sugary. It's not really my snack vice. I love to go just fucking demolish a bag of chips. So these are these are 74.
Yep. The Chex Mix Muddy Buddies. I love that shit on a car trip. That's the perfect mix. Or you know what also is fire? Talked about it on this show plenty of times. Caramel Bugles. Oh, on a car trip? Fire on a car trip. Have you had them?
Caramel Bugles?
Yes. Yes. Would you guys run by Quick Trip on the way home? I'll Venmo you $4 to get Caramel Bugles.
Get some Caramel Bugles for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for you, Vincent, I'm more in the Truman boat on this. I'm going to give these a 62.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't need y'all's approval.
Fair. No. That's good.
If there's anything that should ever become clear of this show, Vincent does not need my and Joe's approval.
Vincent, look at all these different hot sauces.
I won't say that he doesn't need anybody's approval, but I know for sure he does not need ours. All right. Last one. Chef.
See, now this one's
got different Salamis on it, right?
Yes, this one is a...
This was an Italian...
So this is the Vito. So there's two options for your pickle witches. There's the turkey pickle witch, which, believe it or not, we just had.
Which?
And the Vito pickle witch, which is salami, capicolo, and provolone, with also onion, lettuce, tomato, oil and vinegar, oregano, basil, and oregano, basil. The last one was strictly just turkey, provolone, lettuce, tomato.
That's fucking...
And this, so this one has oil and vinegar also, and onion, and oregano basil.
Oh, gosh.
Because I used to work at Subway. I can't imagine the thoughts that would be running through my head as I'm making a pickle witch and adding oil and vinegar on top of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're looking at the puddle that's around it and just going, more liquid. This is straight up a Kylo Ren. More! Sorry, Adam Driver.
Right. That's how I always feel. I know bay leaves help a lot of things, but it's how I always feel making this big ass pot of soup, and the recipe's add one bay leaf. And I'm like, what's that bay leaf doing there? And I know it does things, but still, it's come on.
Come on.
All right.
I'm getting end this time.
This one is much wetter. Well, if you guys can see. Whoa,
you're telling me you just read down that list of all the liquids they added to this after it was a pickle?
The extra oil and vinegar are really coming through on this one. Here, I'll show that. I'll show the camera.
Definitely thought I saw a drop.
Oh my God, look at that.
I knocked it in the camera.
Thank you.
Y'all are getting knocked over by the fucking wonderful flavors.
Oh, look at those tomatoes. Yeah, you can just
You can see the seasoning.
And the tomatoes. I don't know how anybody feels about it, but I will happily take a middle. Oh, did you have the middle and it fell apart? Is that why you want an end?
No, I just want to see what the other side is like.
What it's like on the other end of the pickle?
Yeah.
Here's the end. The crunch as I fucking knife into it. This was not my best cut, but I'll give you the middle here. Oop. All right. The Vito Pickle Witch. Get in there. Get in there, guys. Enjoy. Get in there, chefs. Good crunch. I can hear the crunch from here, dude. Would you hand me a napkin? Did you just use your sleeve? Is it a napkin?
It was fucking in the process of dripping down my chin. Yes, I used my sleeve.
Calling you out.
I'm not gonna fucking. Oh, let me just do this. Watch fucking.
Dude, speaking of reeking like pickles. All right.
Mm. I'm going to get home and, you know what? Jesse's not going to say shit about me smelling like pickles, so.
Sorry.
Swallow.
I'm just thinking about I'm going on and just being like, God, I'm so lonely. I wish somebody was mad about my pickle smell.
The students asked if I was single today.
Ooh.
Which is crazy because they know I am.
Right.
And the sub that we had was also single. And so they were like, so Teacher Vincent, you trying to... And I was like, one, if I was, y'all are not helping. This is not the way to do it.
Negative Riz in Ohio, as the kids say.
Correct.
You lost aura. As the youth say.
It was losing aura, for sure.
That being said, this is a safe space. Only 11 people watch this show every week.
Sure.
Would you have liked to ask that teacher out?
I wouldn't have been against it.
Okay. Were they older?
No, she was younger.
Oh.
Yeah, she was 24.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. This sandwich is falling apart more. It is certainly oilier, which wouldn't be a problem on a sandwich normally, but the fact it's kind of mixing with the vinegar from the pickle, which means that, like, it's getting on my face more.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the oil film on my face.
The oil did kind of like penetrate the pickle.
Mm-hmm. For better or worse, the flavors have really melded together.
I'd say it's for better.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely for better.
It's hard to
Vincent, a piece of tomato fell on mine. You want it?
Guys, you get one chip.
Joe's a cock tease.
Christ. All right.
Sorry, me knowing you hate tomatoes.
Let's start to rate them. Let's start to rate these. What are we thinking? Also adding the crunch.
Not going to lie, I'd give this a... Where did I put the last one? To 57?
First ever grub budge 100?
No. I think it's a 69. This was nice.
I will answer. The pickle chip does not help. On the sandwich does not help. Diminishing return. Adds more grease than it does pickle flavor. Adds more grease than it does crunch. Joe's giving the Vito pickle witch a 69.
The picklish.
Pick-like. Vincent?
Like a...
No, because I'm just fucking getting ready to get clowned again.
Getting ready to get what?
Are you going to call this worse than the turkey? I am going to clown you if you call this worse than the turkey.
after having this one, perhaps we were too harsh on the turkey.
That's the boat you're in?
I think that simpler flavors work better with the pickle, and they were trying to do a little too much on this, and I don't think it came across as good as it could have. Was it better? Yes, because I like these things better, but I think the execution of the turkey one was better, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I would lose the oil. I don't think the oil's helping anything. Mm. I think that's adding more wetness to it all. Mm. And I feel the same, honestly, when they do the unwich. Mm. Like, the oil makes it, if you ever have gotten an unwich, it's like, gets a little worse with that.
Mm. That being said, I would like to retroactively change my turkey to a 65.
Okay.
And then this is like a 66. I like salami and capicola better than I like turkey, which is why I like this better. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I think that the turkey did this. It goes better in a pickle, for sure.
Right. I'm going to put this at a flat 70. I don't think I would eat this like on my own, but it can. If there's like a catering setup, you like go to work and they do like the lunch and learn, somebody order catering, and they're like, yeah, give me a variety. Give me some of the new things. What's new? And they fucking get...
And there's one like, veto I have a pickle
sandwich. Everyone's like, oh! Like, people... Listen, you don't understand how dull office life is? People would fucking lose their mind. They'd be like, what the fuck? Because normal people don't hear about these things. Do you understand? I talk to so many people, they're like, oh my God. Like, Burger King has a purple Whopper now? What the fuck? And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Like, and you're like, yeah, we know about it.
This is like a curse of being like, it's all right. It's
being all right. Perpetually online.
They've done better.
It is funny because like my students are like, Teacher Vince, are you trying the Krabby Patty? I was like, bitch, we've been trying the Krabby Patty. What do you mean?
But it does help to make like conversations sometimes where someone's talking about that. It's like, it's not very good, is it? They're like, no, it's not. No. Like, yeah, I know. But that being said, I mean, this could be better, but it's not bad. I am not going to order it. So 70.
So that being said, all of the Jimmy John's pickles are a 64?
64 comes out too. The sandwiches themselves are about, where were honestly, about a 64. Yeah, that's how that works out.
Where it really fell apart for 63. Us. 63. Come on, guys, we're four. I'm just realizing, it's like, why didn't we just order a pickle? Compare all of these to a pickle.
Honestly, what we should have done is
compare. Honestly, the pickle clears.
We should have compared it to the unwitches. We should have got unwitches and done it. I didn't think. I only thought about that once we started to eat it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this would be a replacement for the unwitch.
So does Jimmy John's sell the unwitch, or is unwitch its own thing?
No, the Jimmy John's sells its unwitch.
Gotcha.
Which is the lettuce.
Which is you can replace the bun on the bread on any sandwich with just lettuce.
Which, if you're trying to be healthy, I mean, it is like it holds the meat together. But also, like, it's for people who can't just accept, like, holding meat and eating it. It's like, all right, we put it in lettuce, and you're like, and then you're just, like, fucking raccooning it instead or whatever. You know, you just, like, listen, you just got to be able to, like, as somebody who's done, like, keto before, there's a lot of stuff that you just have to get over and get over the mental block and do it, you know? So. But that's what the unwitch is for. That's
just like you should get over the mental block and subscribe to the Patreon.
That's right. Patreon.com/disaster. Yeah. Shout out everybody over there. You want to do... we already named you guys. It's fine.
Yeah, I think on the shorter episodes, it feels weird to do them twice.
Right. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Make sure to follow us. Ring that bell. Comment. If there's anything out right now that you're trying to see, we really appreciate it. If you guys would comment what that looks like. If you have eaten this, comment your review. I'm interested. Very interested to hear what
you think. Honestly, no, we're going to start doing a fucking comment question of the day. Because last week it was, what's your celebrity meal? This week it is, what is your ideal pickle witch? What ingredients do you think would make the best pickle witch?
Yeah, yeah. What deli meats? Yes. And also, maybe give us your worst pickle witch, honestly.
Yeah. Like, meatball and tuna, they're up there. But
a buffalo chicken. Something saucy would be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, see you next week.
We've had enough of this nonsense.
Pickle witch.